Welcome to Chase Your Dreams, a podcast for fashion entrepreneurs who want to build a purposeful and profitable clothing business so they can make a living doing what they love. I'm your host, Glynis Tao, an apparel business consultant and SEO specialist with 20 years apparel industry experience. I'm also a mom to a wonderfully energetic little boy named Chase. Hello, welcome to another episode of Chase Your Dreams podcast, the podcast that brings you valuable insights into the world of fashion e-commerce marketing. I'm your host, Glynis Tao, and today is a solo episode where we're diving into the essential habits that will pay off for your online fashion business. I'm thrilled to introduce you to a vibrant community that I've recently launched called the Apparel Workshop. If you're looking to grow your fashion business and aspire to carve your own path in the industry, this is the place for you. The Apparel Workshop community is a dynamic Facebook group dedicated to empowering fashion entrepreneurs like you. Whether you're just starting out or already running your own fashion business, this community will provide you with the tools, knowledge, and support to take your aspirations to new heights. Here are some of the incredible benefits that await you upon joining. Fun quizzes on business and fashion industry topics. Practical worksheets to help clarify your business. Links to free learning resources and guides. Weekly discussion topics for you to weigh in on. And monthly live Q&As to tackle those burning questions that are keeping you awake. So let's do this together. Join me in the Apparel Workshop community on Facebook today. I'll see you there. If you've ever felt overwhelmed by the vast world of e-commerce marketing, you're in the right place. E-commerce marketing can be a daunting task, but fear not. Today, we'll break down five key habits that won't break the bank, but will significantly impact your online fashion business. So let's get started. Our first habit is all about improving the shopping experience. You want to guide your customers seamlessly through your online store, and one effective way to do that is by recommending best sellers. Identify those go-to pieces that your customers love, tag them as best sellers, and make them easily visible on your website. Remember, a smooth shopping experience can make a significant difference in conversion rates. Building trust is crucial in the online fashion world. Our second habit involves showcasing social proof through customer reviews and testimonials. Your potential customers want proof that your brand is trustworthy, so sprinkle those positive reviews throughout your website, on product pages, the contact page, and wherever else they make sense. Trust me, it makes a difference. Now let's talk about habit number three, email marketing. What better way to cut through the noise than by delivering messages directly to your customer's inbox? Plus, you can measure the open rates of your emails to check what resonates most with your audience. Create sign-up forms on your website to collect email addresses and useful information. Once you have your email list, send out regular newsletter emails. Make them fun, informative, and aligned with your brand voice. It's like having a friend drop by to let you know about hot new product launches, exclusive deals, and freshly published blog articles. To learn more about the benefits of email marketing and ways to build an email list for your fashion brand, check out my previous podcast episodes, episode number 21, 9 benefits of having an email list, and episode 23, 5 ways to build an email list for your fashion brand. Habit number 4 involves creating high-value blog content that are search engine optimized. Blogs are a fantastic way to build brand awareness without being overly salesy. Find out what your target market is interested in, create content around those topics, and optimize it for search engines. Do they need fashion blogs on how to style their garments? Are they concerned about sustainability and want to learn more about your eco-friendly fabrics? The beauty of blog articles is that they can attract potential customers over the long term to bring traffic to your fashion e-commerce site. So start crafting content that resonates with your audience. Check out this related resource, Blog Writing Tips to Help Your Brand Stand Out. The link is in the show notes below. Last but not least, habit number 5, improve your copywriting. Having a clear call to action is often overlooked, but incredibly important. Direct your customers on what to do next. Use phrases like shop now, sign up for, or take advantage of. Be clear, precise, and provide visible links and buttons. You don't need to be a copywriter expert for this to work wonders. So, how many of these habits are you currently implemented? Whether you're nodding in satisfaction or feeling a slight tension, realizing some missed opportunities, it's never too late to build good habits for your fashion e-commerce business. That's it for today's episode of Chase Your Dreams podcast. I hope you found these habits valuable and practical for your online fashion business. If you enjoyed this episode, please subscribe, leave a review, and share it with your fellow fashion entrepreneurs. Stay tuned for more insights into the ever-evolving world of fashion e-commerce. Until next time!
Thank you so much for tuning in. You can find me on Instagram at Glynis Tao and my website, glynistao.com. Please subscribe to Chase Your Dreams podcast if you haven't already. If you enjoyed this episode, please share it with others who you think this may help. And lastly, it would be great if you left a rating and review for our podcast. See you next time.